Dominion voting. The Dominion voting system. Give this some thought. Dominion means sovereignty, control. Democracy means a system of government by the whole population or all the eligible members of a state, typically through elected representatives. Now, if your product is appropriately named, it will communicate to the extent possible the major purpose or feature of that said product. So why did the developers, owners, name their election system Dominion rather than Democracy? Who buys their system? The government that is currently in power. Now assume for just a second the possibility that there are people who would do whatever necessary to maintain their job, their power, and their future career. I know it's hard to imagine that such people exist, but stay with me for just a moment. Who would pay the developer of the voting machine software more for the system? A government that served its people, or one that served itself? The government that served its people would only pay as much as was necessary for just the basic system, which scanned, stored, and reported on the results. However, the government that served itself would pay more for features that provided more control of the scanning, the storing, the reporting functions, the algorithms, the triggers, and switches, which could ensure that their government stayed in power. Scenario A. For the people serving government, there's no personal financial incentive for the high-end product, and so that government remains vulnerable to being replaced by votes and voters using the base system. Furthermore, the vendor makes only a modest profit since it's just a base system. But then there's scenario B. For the self-serving government client, they stand to extend their job, their power, and ensure their future career. Furthermore, the vendor sells a higher-end product, thus making a larger profit. Now, which scenario, A or B, is more likely to play out? Remember the assumption we made above before you answer. I hear the answer now. B. So we come back to the assumption, is it reasonable or not? Do you believe that people in general are self-serving or self-sacrificing? If you believe self-serving, then you are correct. Capitalism is based on that principle. The purchaser and the vendor in the marketplace are both self-serving. So then, the first issue is whether or not our current system was designed for a self-serving client or not. The answer speaks to the integrity of the company. The second issue is whether our government is self-serving or people-serving. The answer speaks to the integrity of the government. I submit that our self-serving government bought a high-end product from a self-serving vendor and use that system to enable their dominion, leaving the trusting people without a democracy. And that's why they call their product Dominion. The name speaks to the type of client they designed it to fit. That's just good product design and good marketing. This is just deduction. As in all other episodes of Columbo, The accused guilty person would say, where is your proof? I'm not Columbo, and there are stacks of affidavits filed. There are statistical anomalies in how counties voted and how those votes were accumulated. There are videos of inappropriate handling of ballots. There are audit results from a Michigan county verifying unreliability and manipulation of the Dominion system. In conclusion, we have evidence of a crime, motivation for a crime, defendants in a crime, and prosecutors of a crime. We're simply missing an honest, open courtroom in which to hear the evidence and make a judgment.